Like many microbrewers, Mark Burton's path to making craft beer started with a home brewing kit.
Without my mother-in-law, without Valerie buying that Christmas gift for me years ago, I would have never started home brewing, most likely.
Burton is opening Old School Brew House in Fort Wayne, and he hopes to be in business by the end of the year. You might be asking yourself, what's a craft beer anyway?
Depending on who you ask, it'll be different every time, and there is no legal definition for craft beer.
That was Neil Davey, a spokesman for Mad Anthony's. Mark Burton has more of a dictionary definition.
What craft beer is just a beer that is made in the style of the brewer's choice. So it's basically their craft.
Most people see craft beer as synonymous with a microbrewery, although technically a microbrewery could be making something other than craft beer. And macrobrewers like Anheuser-Busch have started making more craft-style beers. Microbreweries must meet certain criteria determined by state laws. Indiana changed the requirements this year and increased the maximum number of barrels a microbrewery can make in the state from 30,000 to 90,000. A barrel is 31 gallons, so that means a microbrewery can now make about 1.8 million more gallons a year. For comparison, Mad Anthony's brews 2,000 barrels, according to Davey. Davey says microbrewing is becoming more popular because people want local products, and microbrewers know the flavors their customers want.
It's really great that you get that sort of feedback firsthand instead of making up what you think the customer will want. You're actually there. They're actively trying to make a difference.
Currently, there are two microbreweries in Fort Wayne that have permanent locations: Mad Anthony's Brewing Company and Summit City Brew Works. There's also Chapman's in Angola, and there's Bird Boy Brewing Company that distributes to some locations in Fort Wayne. In the next year, Fort Wayne will see an increase in the number of microbreweries in the area. Trouble Brewing will be on Broadway, and Old School is opening on Harrison. Two others, Junk Ditch and G&G Brewing Companies, also have plans to open permanent locations in the coming year. That might seem like a lot of breweries opening at one time, but Burton says it's nowhere near what a city of Fort Wayne's size can handle.
I hope within the next 10 years that there's 20 or 30 microbreweries in Fort Wayne, because we really could put Fort Wayne on the map.
Competition doesn't appear to be an issue for these brewers. Burton says he's gotten help from other microbreweries in Fort Wayne, and he's trying to help others start their businesses as well.
It's great that all of us get along so well. We're almost like a band of brothers. None of us are considering each other the competition. The more the merrier.
Tiffany Pryor is a spokeswoman for Mad Anthony's, which at one point was the only brewery in Fort Wayne. She says there's no concern about other breweries stealing customers because each beer is unique.
With craft beer, everyone brings their own voice and perspective to it. No brewer is going to brew something exactly the same way, so everyone has their own flair, and it's going to really appeal to different people.
Will Long is a co-owner of Summit City Brew Works, and he says a lot of his customers have never had a craft beer. He hopes that when a person tries one, they'll want to try others.
I'd say on an average night, probably at least half of our customers are there for the first time, and when I talk to them, they're all people that are usually somewhat new to craft beer, and it's almost like a new cultural experience.
Although there are many new microbreweries coming to town, brewing isn't new to Fort Wayne. Berghoff Brewing, now located in Chicago, started in Fort Wayne in the 1800s. Mark Burton says it was the city's German ancestry that brought craft beer to Northeast Indiana in the first place.
When we had people that came to Fort Wayne and founded this city, there was a huge influx of Germans, and within that, there were enough of them that brought the heritage of their family ancestry for making great beer.
The name of his brewery, Old School Brew House, is spelled in the classic German way to pay homage to the city's history. Burton also says other local breweries closed during Prohibition or began making other goods. A couple of other brewing operations have come and gone in recent years. The Oyster Bar brewed for a few years until 2004. Warbird closed in 2009 after operating for 5 years. But these closures don't discourage microbrewers like Burton from opening their doors.
We're right now, as far as Fort Wayne is concerned, barely breaking the bubble on being able to have enough for the demand that's out there.
Fort Wayne brewers are also optimistic these establishments will attract tourists to the area who are looking to try some local flavor in the golden age of craft beer. For WBOY News, I'm Lisa Ryan.